out what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, yes, I'm on. Good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Back from a longer weekend. The Labor Day weekend was certainly a time not of labor so much, but a time of some R&R. And now we're back, and now reality hits home. And now I have to readjust, and I hope that I will do that tonight. There's certainly a no shortage of things to talk about, and I want you, of course, to join in the program as you normally do. And the, of course, the number is 800-313-9443, and there is, as I say, no shortage of things to talk about. And one of the things, of course, that has been circulating, naturally, is the issue of a possible impending attack on Iran for this particular time of year, the fall coming up. And we have a number of different pieces on that, as well as a commentary this past week, of course, from Bob Chapman and his international forecaster, and some of the other commentaries that we've been reading. I'd like to see if I can get into some of that tonight. Definitely would like to do that. Chuck Baldwin and his interview with Ron Paul, that is an interesting piece as well. But let me begin with this interesting headline. Abraham Foxman, the ADL, and credibility. How do you like that for an all-in-one sentence, huh? Well, Abe Foxman, ADL spokesman, should stop using lies and denials of the Armenian genocide, of the ethnic cleansing of Palestine, and of the Israel lobby's influence. How do you like that? Mm-hmm. Well, one of the people that I have come to know, who is an Arab scholar, has written that in the most recent, albeit limited, U.S. mainstream media discussion of John Mersheimer and Stephen Walt's highly successful book, there is mention of Foxman's new book, but without comment or challenge to the credibility of these accusers. Foxman's newest book is more appropriately a collection of unfounded accusations and diatribes that hopes against all odds to convince readers to believe that Foxman, a part of the lobby, has no influence whatsoever. The lobby is not significant in shaping U.S. policy, quote unquote. Well, by writing the book, Foxman ironically proves the thesis of Mersheimer and Walt, and thus validates their book. Indeed. We will be back to talk about that, and we'll be talking about an impending possible attack on Iran. Cheney and company are at it again. They won't give up. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Be right back.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes, yes, we're back. I'm reading this piece by a friend who writes for the Mideast Committee, RI Mideast Committee, and he's writing about how the so-called mainstream media discussion of the Mersheimer Walt new book has somehow managed to elude any media attention with regard to Foxman's claims. Mr. Foxman of the ADL and his claims that he and the lobby has virtually no significance in shaping U.S. foreign policy. Now, I would say that that would be akin to suggesting that the heat of the sun has virtually no effect on the warming of the earth, particularly at summertime. That would be tantamount to the same kind of logic. So as my friend says, by writing the book, Foxman actually proves the thesis of Mersheimer and Walt and validates their book, which obviously he does not like. But Foxman goes beyond that to repeat the tired claim that criticism of Zionism or the harmful effects of the lobby on U.S. and Israeli interests are equivalent to anti-Jewish attitudes. He says, "I wanted here to encourage everyone to write to the media to expose the little discussed record of the ADL and Foxman, a record of lies and distortions." authors of books on the Israel lobby and activists who get attacked by the lobby, ironically a lobby that attacks them, claiming there is no lobby. The best defense against absurd and tired charges of anti-Semitism is a good offense exposing the lies and distortions of the ADL and other Israel First lobby groups. Toward that, I made the following compilation, and I decided to focus on five areas only. The ADL's financial scandal, the ADL spy scandal, attack on Carter's denial of the Armenian genocide, and denial of the lobby's influence. First, ADL Foxman's financial scandals. Now, I want you to all listen carefully, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. ADL received $250,000 that we know of from fugitive billionaire Mark Rich to lobby for a pardon by President Clinton. Even the neocon Zionist William Sapphire was not happy with that deal. In the op-ed page of the New York Times, 2001, and the article in the Forward publication, calling on Foxman to resign over that issue. He says, unfortunately, there is little investigation of the ADL finances, let alone its activities, by the so-called mainstream media. Now, I think he knows why. He's not that gullible. According to available IRS forms 990 for nonprofits for the year 2005, the ADL collected revenues of $56,452,488 and spent $54,174,161. The ADL Foundation, whose accounting is done separately, claimed revenues of $101 million. Plus, and expenses of $17 million plus. Thus, total revenue for Foxman's outfit was actually $159 million and expenses $71 million. The vast majority of their expenses were in salaries and benefits to 220-plus employees. And Foxman writes a book that says there is no influential lobby. Mm-hmm. Here is how much the top 10 ADL employees got enriched. Again, this is for 2005 only. Abe Foxman, $307,000 and a direct plus $79,000, that is other income. I guess he's still living in the ghetto, huh? Carol Stern, $188,505 plus $40,000. Marshall Levin, $118,000 plus $13,000 more. Then Michael Kelman, $104,375 plus $16,294. Kenneth Jacobson, $182,000 direct, but $54,000 in benefits. Not a bad idea. Arthur Teitelbaum, $160,000 plus $55,000. Ann Turk, $188,467 plus $142,425. And then there's a couple of others there. ADL also paid $1.2 million to five contractors for professional services. And incredibly, The ADL declared and claimed 0.3% of the ADL and ADL Foundation expenses as resources devoted to lobbying. Can you believe that? Now, let me move along to the ADL spy scandal. ADL also spied on Arab Americans, Muslim Americans, African Americans, and others in order to support the close linkage between apartheid South Africa and apartheid Israel. In 1992, the nationwide spy network of the ADL was uncovered. Roy Bullock, described as the ADL's leading fact finder by Irwin Swall, the organization's spy master, was also working for South African intelligence, spying on the anti-apartheid movement and South African exiles in the U.S. who were working with the ANC, which, of course, is a communist organization, which the ADL had denounced as a terrorist organization, yet was actually behind the scenes rooting for, because as you know and I know, the ADL typically puts up two fronts, one opposed and one supporting a particular regime. And that's what happened with South Africa. Those are my words. They pretended to support the government of South Africa while actually supporting their own interests and undermining the government to collect all of the control of the mineral wealth, the mines and so forth once the ANC took over. And that's exactly what they've done. It's a win-win for them. Then there's attack on Jimmy Carter's attack on the ADL lobby and the policies of the Jewish state. And he mentions the classic for the kind of distortions and shenanigans that the Israel First lobby engages in. Carter was actually far more pro-Israel, and in his book claimed there is no apartheid inside the Green Line, Palestinian areas that became Israel by 49. Carter was speaking about a developing apartheid system in the 22% of Palestine occupied by Israel in 1967. Carter also claims that racism was not a factor in this apartheid, but desire for land grab. That is simply false, and as any casual reading of the Zionists' own literature will illustrate, says my friend here. Denial of the Armenian Genocide. Well, here we go now. This is the hottest potato of all. ADL Foxman's Armenian Genocide Denial Road Show, that is. Video of the Watertown Council meeting demonstrates what happened, in which the town disassociates itself with the ADL for refusing to recognize the Armenian Genocide. And they have that audio and they have that video as well. So he says the ADL reversed itself partially on this issue by acknowledging the atrocities, but still refuses to back down from its rejection of the congressional resolution that recognizes the Armenian Genocide. By the way, I have to also add that that resolution from the beginning took years, I mean years, to adopt because the Israel lobby once again opposed memorializing that Holocaust. And then denial of the Israel lobby power, of course, is the most absurd of all, essentially. That has been so well established now that it isn't even worth discussing anymore. But he does. He mentions it in his piece here. And I don't have time to read all of it to you because I don't want to take time from your phone calls. But he is, Mr. Mazin Quimsiya, Ph.D., and he is the gentleman who, of course, has written this piece in response to Abe Foxman and his latest book. So, that's one thing that I did want to share with you all. And, of course, that beat continues with the ADL and its massive control within the establishment media, which, of course, is Kenite. It's definitely a Kenite-controlled media. We'll be back to discuss this and much more. Stay tuned. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, heard only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Calls just ahead, 1-800-313-9443.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
We are back now. We are going to head to the phones at 800-313-9443. Much to talk about here, as we will talk about the impending war of the neocons against Iran next. And let me take a call from Jim in Texas. Hello, Jim.
Hello, Rick. Are you there?
I am here.
Well, I didn't hear a beep, but hey, I'm kind of getting tired of you.
All right, let me go beep. Go ahead. Now you
I'm getting tired of you bad mouthing my hero, Abe Foxman.
Why?
Because compared to him, Mother Teresa's a money grubbing charlatan, okay? She's worthless. I mean, Abe is, he's the personification of ethics and morals and everything else.
How so? How so, Jim?
Because this man would never lie. He spent his entire life trying to stop the flow of money from Israel to the United States to these ingrate goyim over here. Okay?
Oh, really?
They've spent billions and billions of dollars from their sweat and toil, these wonderful citizens of Israel, and to see their money disappear into these ingrates over here in the United States that take their money and splurge it on stuff like food and housing. Hello, Rick. We got to straighten this mess out.
My goodness, I didn't know you had such high thoughts for Mr. Foxman and the ADL.
Well, he is one of my heroes.
Mm-hmm, I can see that.
Him and Stalin and perhaps Trotsky and, and Kaganovich and all these other people. They're all my heroes.
Well,
Karl Marx
nice.
Is one of my original heroes.
Wow, and look at all the people that he helped to liberate.
Absolutely. I mean, there's probably only 200 or 300 million people that are dead because of these people.
That's right.
Hey, they meant well.
Oh, they sure do. They still mean well. Absolutely. So, you know, we've had them wrong all this time, and now we have to do some recompense for this, I believe. Absolutely.
The thing I'm trying to figure out is there anybody in the United States would actually go out and buy a book by Abraham Foxman? I mean, other than, you know, I can't understand, or there might be somebody.
Well, there are a few. There are a few gullible souls, and those foot soldiers... I guess those SSers who would like to march to the tune of their leader. And I do believe that that's possible, yeah. Might be
well,
a few
possible,
hundred thousand.
Well, Rick, it's possible it could be a bestseller in New England.
Well,
let's face facts.
In Kennedy land, maybe, yeah.
Absolutely. Your brethren up there in New England, they're probably lined up waiting for their bookstores to open to buy this.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be on the top of their list of books to read this fall. I have no doubt about it.
Yeah, and next to groveling and sniveling, I mean, there's their first order of business up there.
Well, I mean, look, you have to give the guy credit. He certainly has a lot of chutzpah.
There's one thing they're never short of is chutzpah. They're never short of that and greed. And,
well,
you know, how much is, as I talked to you before, how much is enough? Enough is never enough.
It's not just greed for money or anything of that sort. It's greed for power, huh?
As I stated before, if you offered them the entire wealth of the United States, every individual and every corporation, everything else in the United States, and you said, here, it's all yours, leave us alone, they'd say, what about your future earnings? That's the first thing that would come out of their mouth,
yes,
okay?
But what have you done for us today? Yes.
Yeah, that was fine for yesterday, but hey, what about tomorrow?
Yes.
There's more money to be made here, so what percentage of that can we have? That's the way they operate.
And no shame either, huh?
Absolutely, no shame? Hey, you're a professional liar. You've been liars for... better than 2,000 years. You've lived on your lies for that whole time, and how can you have any shame? You and I have shame if we have to tell a little lie, like some woman says, do I look fat in this? We say, well, no, you don't. But we have a little bit of shame with that. These people have no shame no matter how big the lie. None.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part that makes me so mad.
Oh, yes, I can see that. I can hear your wrath, and rightfully so. But after all, it's all for the good of humanity. After all, after 59 years now, they're starting to put a little bit of pressure on this administration to make some peace deal with the few Palestinians that may be left.
Oh, that's going to be a real peace deal. They allow them a Bantistan, as they had in South Africa, a little group here, you're on your own, and 15 miles away, separated by the Israeli-only roads and patrolled by the Israeli army. You'll have, you know, self-rule here, and you can actually decide, do you want your trash picked up on Tuesday or Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they have in mind for the Palestinians.
Oh,
they'll give them the choice.
Come on, there'll be more than crumbs from the table now, Jim.
Hey, crumbs, they're winning, but that's the best crumb they're going to get. And they can say, you can have any car you want as long as it's blue and it's a station wagon and it's not either a Ford or a General Motors.
There you go.
Okay?
Bingo.
That's the choices they give them.
You got the name of the game, Jim. I see you've been doing some reading and research, huh?
That's all I do is reading and research.
And you're not just reading. And you're not just reading the Jerusalem Post or the New York Times.
No, I spend most of my time being mad at saying, how can people be so stupid? But I have to get away from that because that'll drive you crazy. So
yes,
I can just keep looking for facts and figures and
do the best
you can.
Hey, I mean, they specialize in death and destruction, so now they're trying to chart this next war, and they just worked out a nice little deal with North Korea, which is as phony as a $1 Federal Reserve note, to take the pressure off North Korea and put it on Iran. You got
right.
it. Thank you, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for your call. Good night. We'll be back with more calls in the second half hour. Jump aboard Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
And we are back at 1-800-313-9443. That is the number, and we're going to go right back to the telephone and talk to Ernie in Virginia. Hello, Ernie.
Hello, Rick. Good evening.
Yes, good evening.
Before we talk about the what's going to happen in Iran, the coming war, I'd like to just briefly remind your listeners to continue to call their senators.
Yes.
And urge them to vote against the hate crime legislation,
mm-hmm,
and the U.N. Convention on the Law of the Sea, mm-hmm, treaty.
Yes.
That's being ramrodded through the Senate, again undermining our national sovereignty, our independence, etc. And I wanted to briefly mention what I saw on Lou Dobbs tonight,
mm-hmm,
the Mexican president, Mr. Calderon,
mm-hmm,
speaking before the Mexican legislature.
Yes.
Mexico, quote, "Mexico does not end at our southern border, but extends to where all the Mexican citizens are located in the U.S.
So, how do you like that? Huh?
Oh, that is amazing. And there was a survey question,
yes,
put to Lou Dobbs.
And tell us the results of that question and the survey.
Okay. The survey question, do you believe that President Bush should remind Mexico's president, Felipe Calderon, that his nation does end at our southern border? 99% said yes, 1% said no.
I always like to know who that 1% is.
I
got a feeling, but I'm not going to say.
I do, too. But you know what this reminds me of? I think Mr. Calderon has a real good understanding of the North American Union.
Sure
and
does.
And what he's really talking about is Mexico, Canada, the U.S., wherever Mexican citizens are, they're North American Union citizens, and that's what, and you won't see Bush speak out against that because they had the recent summit. They have a good understanding of where that's all going. Mm-hmm. And I saw something really interesting. A subscriber to Joel Skousen's World Affairs Brief from mm-hmm. Denmark mm-hmm. talked about how the European Union's laws have been implemented, and so many laws, and we've had to open our borders to anyone coming from another EU country, and it's led to all this crime wave and pickpockets, shoplifters, counterfeit money, and threats on the street by, quote, gypsy types. And people can be arrested for things that are not crimes in their own countries and be extradited to another EU country. So can you imagine, let's say, if we violate a Mexican law, American citizens could be extradited to Mexico under Bush's North American Union agenda, which is comparable to the European Union, if you really think this through. But we're, you know, you don't see any reaction by the White House or the administration to the president.
Isn't that interesting?
Oh, it is, but
and yet we have no extradition process with Israel. When the hijackers, so-called, the involved individuals from the spy network that happened to be in action at 9/11 were exited right back. They were allowed to go back to Israel, including the five notorious Israelis, two of which were Mossad agents known to the government of the United States, right?
Oh, right.
When that happened, said, hey, it's too late now. They're back in Israel. We can't extradite them, can we?
Oh, no, we can't. So, but Rick,
treachery and treason.
Oh, yes, but on top of that, what do you see in the major media, with the exception of Lou Dobbs and just a faint discussion here or there on the coming Mexican trucks?
I was just telling somebody, everywhere I go, you know, I mouth off. I don't know about you, but I just can't shut up. And somebody asked me a question, I give them an answer, and I always, always attack the media moguls. And tonight was no exception. I went out, and I first said, hey, I see your TV show. We watch your show, your local television program, The Deadly Experiment, you know. And said, you must do a lot of reading. I said, yes, I do. I said, I don't read the paper, but I read important material. Well, good for you. And another person chimed in and said, boy, that's right. The paper's a waste of time. And I said, you got that right. I said, now they can't even give it away for half price up here, and people still not buying the paper for 25 cents, the Providence Journal, because there is absolutely nothing in it of importance. Nothing.
Oh, right. And, well, there might be some discussion about the Republican Senator Larry Craig or the South Carolina Beauty Queen.
There is some legal notices that's classified as that you might have to read, yes.
Yeah, right.
That's about it.
Yes. But this one, over potentially 1,000 Mexican trucks, will have, based on the articles by Dr. Jerry Corsi and WorldNet Daily, they will have unrestricted access to go anywhere in the country. But the government has assured us all, or some, when concerns have been raised by the few that are in the know, that these Mexican truck drivers will know and understand English. Can you imagine that? And on top of that, there's no drug testing. Their trucks don't meet our standards. We got a major public safety issue affecting millions of Americans. And the major media is silent. The White House is silent. And there was an important decision by a federal judge in the Ninth Circuit Court when Mr. Hoffer and the Teamsters tried to stop this.
Yeah.
Oh, and the judge says, no, go ahead.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Now, turning to the war. And speaking of the media, and reading an interesting article titled "Cheney Orders Media to Sell Attack on Iran," on Prison Planet today. That article, Cheney Orders Media to Sell Attack on Iran, Fox News, Wall Street Journal instructed to launch PR blitz for upcoming military strike.
Mm-hmm. The neocon media moguls, yes.
Great. American Enterprise Institute, Wall Street Journal, Weekly Standard,
yep.
Fox, and the usual suspects, writes Mr. Rubin, Mr. Barnett Rubin, the highly, quote, highly respected Afghanistan expert at New York University.
Mm-hmm.
So there's another source, Rick, and on top of that, one of my favorite writers from the Reagan administration, Paul Craig Roberts, who was Assistant Secretary of the Treasury. He was associate editor of the Wall Street Journal editorial page and contributing editor of the National Review, has an article today titled The War Criminal in the Living Room, and it's available at globalresearch.ca.
All right.
Okay?
Yes.
And this article, I mean, he really damns the administration, and he states the media is silent, Congress is absent, and Americans are distracted as George Bush openly prepares aggression against Iraq, and he lays out the details and how the president has discarded habeas corpus and the mm-hmm. Geneva Conventions, justified mm-hmm. torture and secret trials, on and on. And the extent of the casualties, and you mentioned Mr. Chapman, and then the international forecaster, the estimated number of casualties in Iraq, it's 1 million. We got 2 or 3 million displaced Iraqi civilians. Where are the American Christian churches? Why isn't there an outcry?
Well, they're raising money for Israel.
Well, that must be.
At least the Hagees are. I mean, you know, they're on the other side of this, though. They're not for Christ.
Well,
definitely not for Jesus.
No, not at all.
And how phony. You can separate the men from the boys and the boys from the girls. It's pretty easy, isn't it?
Oh, it is, Rick. And
but you know, also, Pat Buchanan, in his column on WorldNet Daily, I think it was today,
yes.
And he mentioned, you know, like, look at how quickly the great reformer and Miss Honesty, Nancy Pelosi, gave in to the Israeli lobby, which doesn't exist, request that she end her attempts to force the administration to come to Congress before launching the next war. Wasn't that nice of Nancy?
This is
the great reformer.
Oh, I know. And right now, the Congress can play the indifference game like they have with the North American Union and SPP for the most part, with a few exceptions. Our congressmen are good. Our best congressman in Virginia, Virgil Goode, and mm-hmm. Congressman Poe of Texas, and others who raised concerns for the American citizens against this SPP and North American Union. But what's really troubling is I believe that the administration is going to describe Iran as a terrorist organization and use that that concept to go when we have potentially another false flag event in the coming days or the coming weeks, because remember, Homeland Insecurity czar promised or said an attack would occur during
the
summer.
They are working for that goal, no question about that.
Exactly. So they will tie that attack in to they'll make it appear that it's probably Iran that did the attack, and then
absolutely.
They can justify. But they don't have the soldiers on the ground, so they're going to use...
No, we know. I'm going to read those plans later
okay.
on about the 1,200 targets that have been... staked out. But, you know, you see this phony deal over the weekend with North Korea?
Oh, yes.
What do you think of that whole incredible story of total and complete nonsense, as far as I'm concerned? This so-called nuclear arms deal that has supposedly been consummated with the North Korean dictatorship.
Well, without going into a lot of detail, I just think it's more baloney. More spin, more
uh-huh.
disinformation. They're the real threat to us. They've got the missiles, and they've got the ability to move weapons against us, not the Middle East, and they're the real threat.
Well, actually, if you really want to come down to it, they're not even the real threat. It's Red China.
Oh, yeah, Red
that
China.
Is the real threat that is behind North Korea. And remember, it is Israel's trading partner. Red
yes.
China has been built up by Israel using our technologies and making a bundle of money off of it, building up our greatest enemy in the world, along with Russia now. And you can see the resurgence of Russian nationalism. You can see the Chinese communist nationalism. You can see that they have us you know where and by what. And this idiot in the White House, of course, this puppet, is worried about what Iran might do to the world.
Oh, I
that
know.
Tells you how corrupt and evil and how totally traitorous this government and those that control it are.
Oh, it's despicable.
It is. It's it would be laughable, I think, in any other part of the world.
And yet, we don't get any sense of urgency by Congress. And, of course, the major media is one thing, but here the Democrats had a chance to become the dominant political power. And they've blown it. And the American people are really ticked with
and
the Democratic Party.
That's the reason, isn't it, Ernie, huh?
Oh, yeah.
They know there isn't a dime's worth of difference.
Exactly. And we're being had. And what the administration is doing and with these wars for profit, it's to increase the wrath of mankind against our country and our people.
Yes.
And one day we're going to have to pay for this in a big way. We're inviting a nuclear attack on this nation by our indifference, and if we attack Iran, it's my view, my belief, that we will pay a very heavy price in the future.
Well, they have been conditioning us to think in terms of Hezbollah sleeper cells in the United States.
Yes.
And Hezbollah being tied in with Iran and so forth. Now, no one could be responsible for that but the present and previous administrations.
Oh, absolutely.
They are totally, totally at fault and totally,
totally
responsible for this policy.
Yeah, and this goes back. I mean, if we continue with these two families, the mm-hmm. Clinton-Bush tag team families,
right.
That has been the undoing of this country. And in the Oklahoma City bombing and the terror cell groups in the country and the other events, the World Trade Center, and when you read some of the details that are out there, and it's readily available,
mm-hmm.
The information on the insiders and how the CIA built the Al-Qaeda organization, and when you look at the Pakistani ISI and their link and the monies that were transferred to some of the players on prior to 9/11, I mean, it's just amazing how American people can't see this.
And you know, you made me laugh thinking of mm-hmm. how George Bush, every single sentence, whenever he utters his pollution from his mouth, always involves Al-Qaeda's getting stronger, and we got to fight Al-Qaeda. And you know, Al-Qaeda's coming to get us, ladies and gentlemen. And, I mean, it's so laughable. I can't believe that anybody would take anything serious anymore.
Oh, I know.
It's pitiful to hear him invoke the Al-Qaeda in every single sentence. It is absolutely despicable and pathetic to think that this man is actually allowed to sit in the Oval Office.
But, you know, he's even if he, as he sits in the Oval Office, he has done so much more damage than just his, as an individual. He has undermined our whole system of checks and balances with this unitary presidential power and his presidential signing statements
mm-hmm.
and his personal interpretation as the decider on this and that. It's like he's buried Congress. He's made the legislative branch a minor league player in this. It's like they have no role in the government.
And they are to blame.
That's right.
For
and so
allowing it to go on without impeachment. And, yes, I believe beyond impeachment, I do believe in indictment. And they need to go after Mr. Bush and Mr. Cheney and remove them from office.
Absolutely, and if they fail to do so, they are complicit
in the undermining
of this constitutional republic.
They are. Absolutely, Ernie. You are, as usual, right on the money. Thank you.
And thank you, Ray.
Appreciate it very much. And we'll take, after the break, another call. Mike in Kentucky will be next. And you, of course, on the line as well, 800-313-9443. Perilous times shall come, ladies and gentlemen, but the end is not yet. Sarah Baxter in Washington writes, The Pentagon has drawn up plans for a three-day blitz for Iran. And I want to get into some of this in the next hour as we continue as well, but the first paragraph says, the Pentagon has drawn up plans for a massive campaign of airstrikes against 1,200 targets in Iran designed to annihilate the Iranians' military capability in 3 days, according to a national security expert, Alexei Stibat, Director of Terrorism and National Security at the Nixon Center, said last week that U.S. military planners were not preparing for a quick strike against Iran or its nuclear facilities. They were talking about taking out the entire Iranian military as well. That was what Mr. Debat was speaking about at a meeting organized by the National Interest, another neocon foreign policy journal. And when we come back and in the second hour, I will get into some of this and what they have in store for us. It ain't over yet, ladies and gentlemen, until that fat lady sings. And George Bush is the fat lady. So just remember, you think things are bad now. Hey, you ain't seen nothing yet. You think you had a little reprieve on gas prices. When these guys and gals get through with you, you're going to be sweating more than bullets, that's for sure. 1-800-313-9443 is the number. And we will do that when we come back and take your calls right here, Uncensored Radio Free America, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Rick Adams.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
You said we're headed to war in Iraq. I don't know why you say that. I hope we're not headed to war in Iraq. I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
Indeed. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. And we are going to go back to the telephone and talk to Mike in Kentucky. Hello, Mike.
Yeah, hey, they've really been running a propaganda war for quite a while, but recently it seems like the Israelis have been putting out some feelers that said, you know, we really wanted you to invade Iran anyway, not Iraq.
Yeah.
Right. Did you hear that one last week?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a mistake.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we really didn't want you to invade Iran. We would have rather you'd went toward Iraq. It's because I think that the channels of influence for the, like the Downing Street memo put it, that the intelligence being fixed around the policy of regime change, that too many people know about that. So they're trying to do a little damage control, I guess, and getting out in front of it. But
yes,
to quote Christopher Walken from a movie, his character said, so we are supposed to believe one day the Politburo just said, we give up. You know, the Cold War's over, but yet we have 10,000 nukes if we're going to do the old-fashioned Cold War compare the numbers things. We supposedly have about 10,000. The Russians still have 16,000 strategic nuclear weapons, and I guess that doesn't include any top-secret, super-small, micro-bunker-buster things that have been developed that don't even really have anything other than an electromagnetic pulse as a signature. They may not even have any radiation that's detectable, according to an engineering student that I worked with a few years back. That's what he was being taught in engineering school, that the early nukes intentionally were made dirty because the scientists like Oppenheimer did not want them used. Okay, and so by making them more radioactive and more dastardly to use, the inner circle thought that they would not be used because they would be so horrendous to use. And, of course, he lost his security clearance, I think, in 1953 because he wouldn't go along with and he opposed the hydrogen superbomb, as they called it. And later on, I guess they continued to develop and refine them to the point where they don't really have all the radiation that they supposedly have. So you will survive doomsday. People will survive if they do nuke a city, a sacrifice, say, I don't know, Toledo. What could we get by without, you know? Let's say they pick a city that we can, that's not going to harm the gross national product as bad as, say, New York, and they decide to sacrifice a city. They conveniently have Al-Qaeda ready to blame, even if it's Russia or the people that want to reestablish the English imperial empire. You know, there's people that claim that in England that the Yanks are occupying the king's or the crown's property.
Yeah, well, Dick Cheney has said that. You're right. He said if any attack, quote-unquote, should be occurring on the United States or any of our interests, it doesn't matter who did it, we're going to go and attack Iran.
Right, we're going to blame Al-Qaeda,
right,
or Al-Qaeda-inspired. I love that when you get that from the from the theater. Somebody blows up something and say, well, we believe these were Al-Qaeda-inspired terrorists. So, I mean, what does the CIA or the National Reconnaissance Office have some satellite that can pick up inspiration now? Is that what we're supposed to believe?
Yes,
they have specially designed towel head turbine sensing devices that can determine who inspired somebody to bomb something.
Right. Well, given the hatred they have for our wonderful way of life, with a crashing dollar and the fact that we can't buy anything anymore, sell our homes, I mean, goodness knows, my goodness, you can understand why they would want to attack.
Well,
that's such envy is just incredible.
Heaven forbid.
Hang on a minute, Mike. Okay. We'll give you some more time when we come back. Hour number two coming right up in just 1 minute. With more Uncensored Radio, Free America, spread the word right here, Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
It's true.